What if change was easy? What if personal growth was actually a simple path? Or what if you had an app, an actual app in your brain that could guarantee your success? Okay, well, maybe you don't have an actual app in your brain, but you have something that's way better than that because you have original equipment in your brain that is guaranteed to help you change. So the first question that probably pops into your mind is, well, that's really great, Jan, but how do I operate it and why hasn't it worked so far? I know, I hear you. It can be a challenge. Active change. Well, sometimes it doesn't feel all that active, does it? Because it feels as though we're a bit stuck or we just get started on the path of change, the path of clarity, and something will derail us. We all have been there. Everyone has been there. And everyone, hopefully, continues to persevere and to try to find some growth in our lives. Now, you've all heard the suggestion or the, I guess it's a statistic. You've all heard the statistic that says, the research that says 21 days, 21 days to create a new habit. And oh my goodness, doesn't 21 days seem like a long time sometimes? It really does. And it's because it's really not just you that's changing, is it? Let's think about this for a minute. It's really not just you that's changing. It's everyone around you as well. And that is why change can be so difficult. Because imagine, you have friends, you have work, maybe you go to an office, maybe you work for yourself, but you have clients, and you have perhaps a family. You have either your own family with children, or you have an immediate family that includes your parents and maybe some siblings. Well, all of those people, all of those influences are actively invested in you. And what I mean by that is they're actively invested in whether you decide to change or not. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what happens is we're all kind of, think of it like we're all interwoven, right? So if you and I have a relationship, you and I have an investment in one another, well, and we're going along and things are quite good, actually. We're good friends. We've got a great thing going on, and all of a sudden you decide that you want to be different. Now, maybe different is better, and that's wonderful, but if you change, what happens to me? Well, now I have a choice to make, don't I? I have to either decide to change right along with you, and so that our relationship kind of does this, it ebbs and flows and grows together, or what else could I decide to do? I could decide to maybe encourage you to not change, right? And you know what I'm talking about because this has happened to all of us. And this isn't a criticism of your friends or a criticism of your family. What it is an acknowledgement of the fact that our brain doesn't really like change because our brain doesn't really maybe trust change because it doesn't know if that change is going to be positive or safe. Okay, we'll get more into that in a second, but think about this. Have you ever tried to maybe, a simple example is, have you ever tried to lose weight? And well, your family doesn't maybe want you to because then they feel like they should change their eating habits as well. And so we like to have the people around us stay the same because it makes us feel comfortable. It makes us feel safe as well. And that's why sometimes change can feel as though you're kind of dragging everyone in your life with you on the path to change. And that can be a challenge. So what happens? Well, many of us have great intentions and we start off on a wonderful program of growth and then it just gets hard. And so we just stop. Have faith. There is a fabulous system in your brain that can help you. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today as we quest for clarity, because clarity means for you, it means becoming who you want to be and who you really are. That's my version of clarity. And as you now know, if you've listened to this podcast before, I believe clarity is a process. So we're going to talk a little bit today about how your brain will help you on that process. So here's how this works. We'll do a little bit of very basic, trust me, I'm not a neuroscientist. So this is a very basic lesson in how the brain works. And you may have heard this before, so follow along, it's a refresher, perhaps a different perspective. But your brain really is, well, it's extraordinary, really. Congratulations, everyone's brain is extraordinary. But it's a filtering system. Because what happens is there are so many bits of information coming at us on a nanosecond basis every day. And it's simply not possible for you to either care about all of those bits of information or to process them or to organize them. And so your brain says, well, gosh, we have to do something about this. We'll filter the stuff out that Jan's not really interested in. And thank goodness, because I really don't need, as I'm standing here talking to you, I really don't need to be aware of my heart beating, do I? I really don't need to be aware of how my feet feel on the floor or in my shoes, do I? But if I was to take my brain and send my brain down into my feet and be aware of my feet, I could in fact feel how my feet feel against the floor. Right? But why would I do that? Okay, sometimes I do. And sometimes I think about that, maybe if it's in a yoga practice or you want to be aware of what's going on in your surroundings. But generally, as we move through our day, there's lots of things that our brain could be aware of that we just aren't. Make sense? So what you should be asking now, or what should be popping into your head, is, well, Jan, how does it choose what to focus on? And that is the important question, because this is where it all comes down to: growth in a positive way or growth in a negative way or just kind of staying the same. It's all about, what does our brain decide? How do we help our brain decide what to choose on? This is called the Reticular Activating Center, RAC for short. And you all know that this exists in your life. Here's a really simple example. Let's say maybe you've decided to buy a new vehicle. Okay, you've been thinking about it for a long time. It's a major purchase. You don't want to spend a lot of money, or you do. Maybe it's the first time you buy a new vehicle. And you've done a lot of thinking about this. And you decide, finally, after much research, that you're going to buy this particular vehicle. And let's say it just happens to be a yellow truck, whatever brand you like. Okay, so it's a yellow Toyota truck. All of a sudden, what happens? You know, this has happened to you before, hasn't it? Maybe not with a vehicle. All of a sudden, you've made the decision. And what happens? Well, you're driving around, you're driving to work, you're going to the grocery store, and, well, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. That vehicle that you have decided to buy, which you thought was so interesting and so unique, and there were hardly any of them around, well, now, good grief, you see it everywhere. So what happened? Did everyone go out in that week that you decided to buy a vehicle and buy the same vehicle as you? I don't think so. What happened was, you declared to your brain, this is now important to me. I would like to be aware of this particular vehicle. And your brain said, oh, okay, no problem. Driving along, there's one, Jan. There's another one over there. There's another one over there. And it begins to support my perception is now beginning to support what I have acknowledged to my brain is important. Is this starting to make sense to you? Let me give you another simple example. One of the things that is a fabulous spin-off or add-on, if you will, to the clarity coaching that I do is I'm also a speaker trainer. And what's really cool is that as people begin to speak their truth, become clear and begin to speak their truth, well, they start to want to kind of clean up their speech a little bit, right? And lots of us have little quirks that we throw in. We say, we say, you know, we say like, those kinds of things. And as people begin to want to clear those things up, they say to me, well, Jan, gosh, I said, I don't 22 times in the last 30 seconds of my talk, how do I get rid of that? And I always say that I wish that it was a really elaborate and dramatic and kind of sexy technique to get rid of that, but it isn't. It's using this fabulous brain app that we're talking about. If you declare as a speaker, or just as someone who wants to clean up their speech, that you don't want to say Amanan, like, and you know, in your speech anymore, guess what happens? Well, your brain starts to become aware of it, because in every day, in the normal course of a day, your brain, just like you're not aware of your feet on the floor, your brain's not aware of those little things as you speak. But as soon as you say, this is important to me, your brain pays attention and offers up that information. Now you hear it. Now you can do something about it. Oh, think now. Think about the possibilities of that. If this works just by learning or choosing, rather, to get rid of in my speech, imagine what you could use this for. It's so simple. It really, really is. So you're using the brain, well, for what it's designed for. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this. There's a few catches. There's maybe a few catches or a few quirks that you probably should know about. Because what happens is your brain ultimately, I don't want to say it doesn't like change, but your brain is maybe a little bit suspicious of change, okay? Because the brain's job is to keep you safe, right? And this is cave days, right? Way back from when we lived in caves, and we're hardwired for safety. We're hardwired to be safe, whether it's running from a dinosaur, a saber-toothed tiger, or whether it's, I can't think of a modern day example, how bad is that? And what that means is that when something new comes into our environment, or something new comes into our world, the brain automatically goes, oh, wait, red alert, everybody pause, hang on here, let's assess this and see if this is safe. Because that's the brain's job, is to keep you alive, to keep you safe. And that's sometimes why we get stuck in change a little bit, because new equals different, different equals a bit suspect maybe sometimes, or uncertain maybe is a better word. And uncertainty means possibly dangerous. Now, there are no dinosaurs and saber-toothed tigers anymore, but sure, there are lots of things we should be cautious of. But I would say to you, please don't use that as an excuse, because there's lots of great things that we can be moving toward that our brain is a little bit not so much, and it just has to be conditioned, we'll call it, okay? Now, I hope you're starting to get this, and I hope you're already thinking about things that you can begin to be aware of that maybe you would like to shift in your life. Just try it as an experiment. Even try the speaking one, where you begin to be aware of the word like in your language. Just try it. Or try the vehicle one. Tell your brain what you want to be aware of. Now, here's the challenge. This can be a strategy, if you will, for positive change, for good. It can also be a strategy for evil. Okay, not for evil, but listen to this for a second. What if you believed that all strangers were not to be trusted? Okay, think about that for a second. If your brain, the job of your brain is to support what is important to you, to support what you believe, I believe I want to buy that yellow Toyota truck. That is, it's a simple belief system, but it's a simple acknowledgement, but nonetheless, so your brain points that out. It proves the importance, right? It says, oh, okay, Jen, no worries. I will help you with that. But what if I believe that strangers are not trustworthy? People I don't know. If I don't know you, I can't trust you. What if I believed that? Well, what do you think that your brain would begin to bring into your awareness? This is important. You really need to get this. I'll say it again. What do you think that your brain would bring into your awareness? Remember, it's all out there. It's all out there. Everything, gazillions of bits of information. Your brain decides what to let through the filter. So there's a choice here. your brain says, okay, strangers. There are trustworthy strangers and there are strangers who are not to be trusted. If you believe, listen to this please, if you believe that strangers are not to be trusted, then which kind of experiences will your brain let through the filter? Yes, you will begin to see people, come across people, encounter people who are not known to you and who you don't trust. Now, there are all kinds of people out there that I don't know who are spectacular people who I should trust, would trust, want to associate with and affiliate with. But if I believe that strangers are not to be trusted, that's what my brain will bring to me. Do you understand this? This is huge. Let's go one step further. How about you believe you're unlucky? How about you believe you are clumsy? How about you believe you have a poor memory? How about you believe I never get promoted? I never get a good job. I never attract good men into my life, or good women into my life, or a good partner into my life. What do you think your brain will present to you? What do you think your brain will allow through the filter? You guessed it. So whatever the belief system, your brain will help you to support it. Do you get this? Now, you're saying, that's great, Jen. What do we do now? Well, the first thing you have to do is to become aware, right? To become clear about, take a look at your life. What is in your life? What do you think about your memory? What do you think about your luck? What do you think about, do you think you're smart? Do you think you're funny? Do you think you're successful? Do you think you're lucky? Or do you think you're clumsy and you have a poor memory and you attract terrible, needy people into your life? If you recognize a pattern, if you're beginning to see, and I'm assuming because you're listening to this podcast that you are beginning to see a pattern, you are beginning to see that there are some things in your life that maybe not so much, I really don't want those. You've got to recognize them first. And then, only then, can you begin to say to your brain, okay, let's look for a different kind of experience, a different kind of experience. It is absolutely no different than the speaking example that I used. People don't miraculously eliminate from their speaking language. They have to be aware of it first. They have to hear it first. Do you know how many people are shocked when I say, did you know you said 35 times in the last 2 minutes? And they say, what? Are you kidding me? They don't hear it. So the first step is awareness, always. So the first step for you is to be aware of the negative things in your life or the things that you would like to change, right? That are not, whether they're the people, the circumstances, or the things that you think about yourself. And I would ask you to be aware of those and look at the flip side. What is it that I do want? If I keep saying to myself, oh, I'm so clumsy, or oh, I'm so unlucky, well, begin to be aware of all the ways that that's proven to you in your life. And then you can begin to change those things. And then your brain can begin to support those choices. Now that is a powerful tool for change, but you've got to begin it. So what do you do? What do you do? The very first thing that you do is, maybe you're a list person, make a list. Make a list of all of the things in your life, or one thing in your life. I'd be happy with that. Make a list of that. I guess it's not a list anymore, is it, if it's only one thing? Okay, make a list of three things that you might like. You know what? As I think about this, no, let's not do it like that. Make a list of three things that you say consistently in your life that are negative about you. Like my examples, I have a terrible memory. I can't remember people's names. I think people are, I think the world is a bad place. I think that everybody in my life is negative. Those kind of sweeping generalizations that many of us do. So make that list first. That's the first thing you do. And then the second thing you do is I would like you to say, and seriously, say this aloud, declare it. Declare it to your brain. Hello, brain. I would like to begin to notice. That's it. To begin to notice that I do have some good luck. I would like to begin to notice that there are happy people in the world. There are positive people in the world. There are kind people in the world. There are helpful people in the world. There are trustworthy people in the world. I would like to begin to notice those people, please. Seriously, I am telling you, it begins with awareness and a declaration. And you will be amazed at the kind people that will begin to come into your life. Now, they were always there. You just didn't notice them. You just didn't notice them. Just like I didn't notice those yellow vehicles. I really genuinely didn't. They're everywhere now. They're everywhere. And that is what I would like you to do. So start with your list. Start with your list of three things. And that is your quest for clarity today. I'm Jan Bailey, and I have been happy to share my ideas and my insights with you today. I really have genuinely enjoyed it. And if you've enjoyed it as well, I hope that you will rate this podcast, share this podcast, and do subscribe to this podcast, because I look forward to meeting with you again. And if you would like to learn a little bit more about me and the things that I do, well, check out theclaritycoach.ca. That is always a great place to start, and I would be happy to see you there. And please remember that clarity is a process. It's really a practice, and it's something that you have to do. So be mindful, be open, and be you on your quest for clarity.